Taiwan shares remain above 19,000 points after closing at a record-breaking 19,386 on Tuesday. TSMC shares led a strong performance in the market, shooting up to 738 NT in the morning trading session. Amid selling pressure toward the end of the day, the company's shares ended at 730 NT.
All in all, Tuesday marked two new highs for the TAIEX for its market value and final close. Let's hear from an analyst.
今天台北股市创新高的状况是由台积电领头的大涨，加上鸿海。
The Taipei Stock Exchange hit a new high today, led by TSMC, Honghai, and Evergreen Marine. We should still keep an eye on the speed of the rises and falls during the trading session and see how they relate to each other. The index continues on its upward trend, but stock rotation is also quite high, so that could result in a rise one day and a fall on the next.
AI concept stocks made gains across the board, with Wistron shares rallying by 4.29% and MediaTek shares picking up to 5 NT to hit 1,155 NT. Inventec and Quanta shares went up by 1.62% and 2.51% respectively. Semiconductor stocks also performed well, sending the value of the weighted index, the stock exchange, and the over-the-counter market soaring to a combined record high of 67.7 trillion NT. The number of companies with shares above 1,000 NT has also hit a new high of 15. Just last September, Michigan State Governor Gretchen Whitmer came to Taiwan, and now she's back again.
The governor sat with President Tsai Ing-wen on Tuesday after meeting President-elect Lai Ching-te one day before. During the meet with Tsai, she formally announced the opening of a Michigan trade office in Taiwan.
The interpreter was mid-sentence when Tsai suddenly got to her feet to shake hands with Michigan State Governor Gretchen Whitmer, wishing her a fruitful visit during her 2 days in Taiwan. This was actually Whitmer's second visit to Taiwan, with the first coming just last September. This time around, Whitmer and Tsai announced the opening of a Michigan trade office in Taiwan.
The state of Michigan is a major center for the world's automobile industry. Currently, many companies in Taiwan's automobile parts industry have chosen to take in their investments to Michigan and to establish service branches there. During her visit this time, Governor Whitmer has announced that Michigan will be opening a trade office in Taiwan. I believe this will further strengthen our bilateral trade relationship.
It is great to see Michigan companies investing in Taiwan and Taiwan companies investing in Michigan.
During Tsai's 8 years as president, Taiwan-U.S. relations have developed extensively. With Taiwan's transition to the new government currently ongoing, today Governor Whitmer met up with the current president and on Monday she chatted with the president-elect.
Although Taiwan possesses an advantage in the semiconductor industry, we still believe that because of our semiconductors, that we have a greater responsibility to help bring economic prosperity to the world. In the future, we really hope that Taiwan and Michigan can collaborate in the tech industry, and that Taiwan's semiconductors and Michigan's automobile industry can experience growth together in what will be a win-win relationship.
And we've been pleased to announce on this trip as well that three Taiwanese firms are growing their footprint in the state of Michigan, and so we are so pleased and happy to be with you and celebrating hopefully a very promising, exciting year ahead for Taiwan and for Michigan and the year of the dragon.
With Tsai's term coming to an end in May, she is passing the baton of diplomacy to Lai. Both Taiwan and the U.S. look forward to fostering closer connections at both the local and national levels in order to create business and trade opportunities.
Semiconductor and optoelectronic materials leader TSC on Tuesday held its spring press conference. Group Chair J.W. Kuo announced the company had planned on following TSMC's suit and setting up a production line in the U.S. state of Arizona.
He says that amid a variety of challenges, the company is intending to move to Texas instead with an initial investment of between $5 and $10 million. Let's hear from him.
I went to Arizona in January. It would indeed be very tough to set up a factory there. We originally wanted to have two or three plants. We had to find people, but it was very difficult. TSMC's progress there is also quite slow. I think there's a bigger market in Texas.
The company says that in Texas, it would be close to clients such as Texas Instruments, Samsung, NXP Semiconductors, and Global Wafers. The firm is also considering following TSMC by setting up a plant in Kumamoto. It may also establish a presence in the Czech capital Prague, which is near TSMC's plant in Germany at just 45 minutes away by high-speed rail. Back in 2013, compulsory military service was shortened to just 4 months, but now military service has been extended back to 1 year.
Despite this change, new conscripts report that they are ready for the myriad challenges they will be facing in training. And Marine Corps leadership is implementing a holistic approach that will meet the physical and psychological needs of conscripts.
Compulsory military service has been extended back to 1 year, and the first batch of soldiers reported for boot camp at the Marine Corps Training Center in Pingdong County. This cohort of conscripts has 155 young men who early in the morning came to the training center with civilian bags in their hands. They'll be training here for 8 weeks.
I'm happy to be able to train here and keep working hard at improving. By coming here, I'll be able to get stronger physically.
They came to this camp with their regular hairstyles, but they're now sporting fresh buzz cuts. The military service has been extended from 4 months back to 1 year, and the new system's first batch of Marine conscripts are ready for any challenges coming their way. And the officers are more than prepared to make sure these new conscripts feel at ease during training.
I'll be upholding our principles of being patient, empathetic, and compassionate toward conscripts, which we'll implement through our educational training and counseling. We're looking to ensure these conscripts will be able to acclimate themselves to troop life as soon as possible so that they can be fully focused during boot camp. Over the length of the courses we'll be teaching, we'll separate conscripts into groups to have classes on risk management. We want these men to have safe trainings, and we'll have strict but not severe standards for them when they're completing all the educational training we've prepared for them. For this 8-week boot camp, we've divided it into 4 phases of training. The first phase is for soldiers' core values and battle fitness. The second phase includes rifle shooting and training courses for swimming. The third phase is battle training, and the fourth phase is integrated battle training. We hope that through this step-by-step approach that we'll be able to make every one of these trainees a qualified infantry soldier.
Despite mandatory military service being re-extended to 1 year, it seems that both conscripts and their officers are ready to shape soldiers who are both physically and mentally strong.
How often do you get a peek inside someone else's office? You never know what facilities an employer might have tucked away.
Today, we have a very special tour around Taipei City Council and a chance to admire its amazing sports facilities. From a gym and swimming pool to a basketball court, there's a plethora of options for city councilors who need to let off steam.
Taipei City Council sits on an iconic section of Renai Road. But have you ever been inside? We often see city councilors battling it out over the debating floor. But today, let's get a different view inside the building.
Hello, welcome to Taipei City Council.
The councilor speaker himself leads us in. The corridors of the first floor are full of art, the walls packed with calligraphy and paintings. Different exhibitions periodically occupy the space. On the second floor is a surprise. City Councilor Wang Zhiping sweats as she gets into the game. She's a frequent player in the ping pong room.
I started playing table tennis in the last 3 years from zero. Basically, I rely on lots of colleagues in the council because they play really well and they're teaching me. Lots of the time we play with the staff when we have a spare moment. It helps us train our fitness. Then we have more energy to speak up for our citizens in the assembly hall.
And that's not all. A gym is just next door with lots of professional equipment to keep the councilors fit and healthy. And downstairs? A standard swimming pool. President Ma Ying-jeou frequently came here during his time as mayor. Gang-ho councilor and singer Gao Jiayu kept her lung-strength salad here too. The building also contains a standard basketball court. Councilor Ling Yanfang is dribbling the ball down the court. She hits the shot. It looks like she sneaks in here pretty often.
You can see the facilities of the city council, the basketball court, the multifunctional gym. They're pretty good, actually. They're great. We can spend time with the assistance of other counselors, and I think it's a great way to interact. What most of the public will be most familiar with in city council is probably the debating hall, where we have our normal meetings. The hall has lots of other facilities too, including the gym facilities we provide for counselors and staff. Of course, it's open to visit for the public too.
So now you know, this building, the site of so many important deliberations over 30 years, is also a place for games.
Air traffic is back to normal at Taoyuan International Airport after repairs on its southern runway wrapped up on Monday evening.
Originally, the repairs were supposed to end on Tuesday, but after hundreds of flight disruptions through the previous 2 days, the Transport Ministry gave an order to speed up the project.
On Tuesday, lawmakers from several parties weighed in on the fiasco, criticizing the unpreparedness of the airport.
The check-in counter is packed. Runway repairs at Taoyuan International Airport have disrupted many flights over the past 2 days. Now that work is finally wrapped up, planes are once again taking off and landing on the repaired southern runway. Both runways at the airport are open again, but some passengers remain concerned.
I'm the kind of person who'd rather be prepared, so I came here 1 hour earlier.
I was afraid my flight would be affected.
Some arrived extra early to the airport in case their flight got disrupted. The runway repairs have become a hot topic in Taiwan. Originally, the work had been scheduled to close the runway for 54 hours, from March 3rd to March 5th. But after an order was given to speed up the process, the construction work was completed by 9 p.m. on March 4th, 19 hours ahead of schedule. And that's not the end of the matter.
Taoyuan International Airport is the gateway to Taiwan. How come there was such a major oversight? All we can say is that the Taoyuan International Airport Corporation and the Ministry of Transportation and Communications have a screw loose. It's ludicrous. Could it be that there are major problems with the management of the airport? In 4 years, it has dropped 69 spots in international rankings.
We've seen some negligence in management, mismanagement, and no planning for foreseeable disasters.
Someone must take political responsibility for this. Runway maintenance is a very important part of aviation safety. Taoyuan International Airport operates 24 hours a day, so runway maintenance will inevitably affect some flights. Though we had discussed the matter with airlines, passengers were not informed, so passengers had big complaints. The Taoyuan International Airport Corporation shouldn't hide behind the Transport Ministry. They should take responsibility. When it comes to routine runway repairs, they can't just issue an announcement and call it a day.
Lawmakers from the KMT and DPP have voiced criticism of how the repairs were handled, stressing that as the gateway to Taiwan, the airport shapes many people's impression of the country.
International visitors are returning to Taiwan, and for many of them, a trip to Xiamen in the capital is a must. According to Taipei City data, more than 3.72 million people visited Xiamen last year.
The location is also a prime spot for hotels, with many international chains now setting up branches in the shopping district. But some hoteliers say the government should crack down on illegal operators who are making money off tourists at the expense of personal safety.
A street performer strums his guitar. Xiamen is a popular place with the young crowd, and also with tourists. For many, a picture with the rainbow on the road is a must, and queues often form here.
I think it's really colorful and fashionable. Hongdae, Itaewon.
It seems like a place for young people. It feels youthful here.
I just arrived in Taiwan. And I just wanted to walk around. It seems popular.
The Transport Ministry says that since Taiwan reopened to international tourism, Hong Kong, Macau, Japan, and South Korea have become the main source of travelers for Taiwan. According to Taipei City data, more than 3.72 million people visited Xiamen in 2023. Local businesses are pulling all the stops to profit from the influx of tourists.
There's
about 120 hotels in Ximen. They're mostly small and medium-sized hotels as well as youth hostels. In recent years, some international hotel chains have determined that Ximen is a good place for expansion, and they've been opening their first outlets there.
Look at the map and you'll find the highest concentration of hotels is the stretch from Zhonghua Road Section 1 to Xining South Road. It's mostly small and medium-sized hotels. A room with just 5 pings of floor space can accommodate 2 bunk beds, a convenient stay for people who pack light. But hoteliers say that illegal accommodation businesses are eating away at their profits. One says that he can't fill in every bed in the peak season, even if he drops room prices to just a couple hundred NT per night.
The government could step in and provide guidance to guarantee the safety of guests.
Tourism is recovering and visitors are pouring back into Ximen. Hoteliers say they hope the government will crack down on illegal operators to ensure the safety of visitors.
Singers and performers from all over the world are soon to take the stage in Kaohsiung, which is capitalizing hard on the concert economy. On Tuesday, organizers announced that the first edition of the Golden Wave in Taiwan will bring over 9 K-pop artists and groups to the southern port city.
The event will take place on April 13th at the Kaohsiung National Stadium. The groups include G-Idol, STAYC, and 17 subunit BSS. 1 month earlier in March, Kaohsiung will host the Megaport Festival with headliners including Japanese sensation Hikari Mitsushima. The city will also hold a concert by the ever-popular Taiwanese pop-rock band Mayday. Kaohsiung Mayor Chen Qimai says he welcomes music fans from all over to visit the city and also enjoy its attractions. Today we meet Anthony Owens, a hydroponics expert from the U.S. He gave up a career in international trade to dedicate himself to hydroponics with his Taiwanese wife.
It began with just one greenhouse, but as his produce began to spread, more and more people wanted to buy it. Then came the opportunity to teach what he knows. Owens is thrilled to have found such a meaningful second career.
This is a Hong Quan. We take it out and cut the leaves, the old leaves, the water, the room.
Here in the greenhouse, Anthony Owens grows organic hydroponics, including lots of veggies that you won't find in most stores. He started because every time he came here to visit his wife's family, he smelled a strong scent of pesticides in the air, which made him start thinking about what farming vegetables without toxic chemicals might be like.
We also do it in gardens at community colleges. It went really well when we first began, and we got more and more produce. We couldn't eat it all ourselves. So we gave it to friends and family, and they gave it to their friends. And in the end, people were asking me, "Can I buy your vegetables?" I thought, "What? You want to buy them? Yeah, they're delicious and healthy." I said, "Okay, I've never thought of selling them, but sure."
Owen's friend says he has green fingers and everything he grows flourishes. That talent gave him the courage to pursue his gardening dream, renting a disused greenhouse and renovating it. In his first year, however, he encountered a green fly crisis which destroyed all his hard work. But he and his wife never considered quitting. They now provide food and farming education to raise awareness about hydroponics.
I'm so happy working on it. I listen to music. I can control the temperature. I'm very happy. Maybe other kids will see it and think, "I could do that. We've done the right thing." Whatever I think, kids, I'm doing the right thing now. It's helping the environment, the individuals, families, and the whole world. We're absolutely tiny. I hope we can get bigger and bigger.
Owens has come from life as a businessman in the U.S. to a farming life in Taiwan. It was a life change he never saw coming. But he loves his new work and is confident it's the right path. Not only is he growing healthy food for his loved ones, he's also spreading his knowledge lesson by lesson.
Spring has sprung. Flowers are bursting into bloom all across Taiwan. And on one riverbank in Nantou, a stretch of light purple blossoms has become a new tourist attraction.
The misty plume bushes create a little elegance on a flood prevention road along the river. More tourists are visiting to enjoy the floral scenes this spring. and the flowers will bloom until late April.
This wall of purple is 3 meters tall at its highest point. A group of friends has come here to snap some photos surrounded by the blossoms. Everyone agrees it's beautiful.
太美了，真的很香，很香，很香。嗯。精油的香。
The lavender-colored petals have a quiet refinement which some say is quite dreamy. Here at a fish and shrimp reservation on Qingshuigou River in Lugu Township, Nantou, concerned locals began to create this misty plume bush walkway on an overgrown section of a riverbank. It was all funded by local people who wanted to create a romantic atmosphere and a neat, elegant landscape.
I thought it would be good to plant some easy-to-grow flowers to make our flood prevention road along the river more beautiful, because I'm a river volunteer here.
As spring picks up, the misty plume bushes are bursting into bloom. Tourists like to wander among the flowers as they sway in the breeze. It's a good background for selfies.
It's quite beautiful and the air is good here. There aren't too many people, so you have a more natural expression if you take a photo.
The riverbank has become a floral walkway, and it has another highlight. These bright red bougainvilleas are growing at one end of Qingshuigou River. The stretch of road will be in bloom from now until the end of April. Its delicate ornamental scenery gives visitors a lift for the spirits and a little taste of the beauty of nature.